Radio Network. Once again, here's Christy Clark.
Kill the rabbit.
That's Elmer Fudd as a special guest today because we're talking about the University of Victoria's rabbit cull. Rosalind Castles is an animal activist. She's upset about it. Joins me now. Rosalind, nice to have you on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Christy. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Now, UVic has begun this rabbit cull that they've told us they were going to do. They say they've got a big problem, 1,500 to 2,000 feral rabbits out there, but you're not happy.
Well, actually, they said they were going to do it possibly after their report came out in June, and as you may notice, it's still May, so we were hoping to have some kind of community consultation with them regarding this. And no, we're certainly not happy. I think whether you like the rabbits or dislike the rabbits or if you're indifferent, the solution to the issue of, which is actually a problem caused by human irresponsible behavior over many, many years and the lack of any kind of a positive program at University of Victoria to deal with it, is basically the same, which would be a sterilization program, which would be sustainable, economical, humane, and ethical. And instead, the university has chosen to go around killing them by the most cruel means possible. And this is all sort of laid out in their 2008 report from the exterminator.
Now, what's cruel about it? They're capturing them, and then they're taking them to a vet to be euthanized, right?
Well, euthanasia means an animal is sick and can't be saved by treatment or they're suffering, and the suffering can't be mitigated. These are actually healthy, adoptable animals, and including nursing mothers who are being killed, and then their babies are left to starve and die in their burrows. And the method they're using to kill them is heart stick injection, which is considered inherently cruel, and it's banned in many jurisdictions, including a lot of parts of the southern United States, and it's really considered very cruel.
We've Isn't this the same thing that the SPCA does when they euthanize animals?
No, they use, I can't speak to what the SPCA does, actually, but I would like to also mention that they're using metal snares in and under bushes around the fields that we discovered them this weekend, for example, around the sports fields, and those metal snares strangle rabbits, and that's certainly not a pleasant or a humane death. And the grounds crew at the university on a regular basis kill them with their shovels or bash them in their heads and with rocks. So there's programs to deal with the rabbits locally, for example, if they're injured on the road or whatever. Wild Ark or the Central Victoria Animal Hospital will deal with them for free, but instead the grounds staff just kills them with their shovels. And
now, what's the problem with killing rabbits? I mean, we kill rats, we kill squirrels, we kill gophers when they're intruding on heaven knows whatever space you don't want them in. What's the difference between that and killing a rabbit?
Well, as you mentioned, you know, they're intruding upon a space that we don't want them in. Well, first of all, they're abandoned pet rabbits. And second of all, there are certainly humane alternatives available, you know, for dealing with any kind of wildlife. And we've actually forwarded a report to University of Victoria on humane pest control methods, which I encourage everybody to use, because regardless of whether or not we want them there, we certainly have a responsibility to deal with any living creatures humanely. And if there's non-lethal ways of excluding them from areas we don't want them, we should certainly use those if we're, you know, now, especially in this day and age, we're living in a, you know, society that no longer accepts animal abuse as a regular occurrence.
Well, I mean, would you make the same argument for killing rats? Should we do that humanely, and mice?
Actually, the humane pest control information we gave them would also spare rats from a painful death, and it would exclude them from the physical plants that they don't want them in. Now, I actually was at the University of Victoria campus this weekend, and I noticed they're not even doing the basic stuff that are in place at other universities, such as wildlife-proof garbage containers, and I actually took some photos, which are going to be going up on the Action for UVic Rabbits Facebook later tonight, which show, like, they have these open garbage cans, which is like smorgasbord. So, like, it's our problem. We've created it. Like, we're leaving our garbage out, and, you know, the animals are going, hey, like, food, like, let's eat it. And in terms of the rabbits, they've basically been abandoned there by, you know, irresponsible people. So we really do have a responsibility to all these creatures that through through our behavior are there in this situation.
But, I mean, the other thing is, though, is that the reason the rabbits are thriving is because there is no predator for them on the UVic grounds, right? I mean, you know, you don't have cougars and predators around that are gonna capture them because they're all scared off by the people. So shouldn't the people become the predators when the wildlife balance gets out of whack?
Well, actually, you make a really good point there because these are actually an introduced species, so they're actually not part of the natural wild ecosystem. So they actually are, mostly descendants of imported rabbits.
Right, so they shouldn't be there in the first place.
Well, we agree with that. We think they should all be in homes where they're cared for, you know, as pets, which is what they are, and or at the very least, treated humanely and removed and put in a place where their, you know, their needs are met. But the other thing too is, well, they are there right now, so we do have to deal with it. And again, it's a problem of human source. So, and the other thing is, University of Victoria, there's the students, the faculty, alumni, and the surrounding community are, you know, all pressuring University of Victoria to go with, you know, a practical, sustainable, ethical, and humane choice. And the University of Victoria is refusing to engage with us. And there's a real culture of threats and intimidation around, especially the students and faculty who are opposed to the kill. I actually received a legal letter from them saying, you know, we don't want you to come and pass out leaflets near the bus loop, and, you know, there'll be action taken against you if you do. And I'm thinking, like, wait, is this Canada? Like, don't we have, you know, constitutional rights?
But I mean, these are feral rabbits. I mean, I don't know if there's a huge group of people that want to adopt feral rabbits when you can, you know, buy them from rabbit mills at any pet store. But leaving that aside, you want to create a place for them where they can be humanely treated if they can't be adopted. Would you do the same for rats? I mean, they're just another uncontrolled pest out there at UVic.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, there's places like Kelowna, Calgary, and Long Beach College in California where the rabbits have been trapped and rehomed or relocated. And these programs are working all over the world, and we'd like UVic to do a similar thing. With respect to the species, it's really irrelevant. The real problematic invasive species is us. So, we really need to, encourage UVic to catch up with the community here because, you know, the community are leading on this issue. The people are putting forward ideas. We have local veterinarian Nick Shaw who's offered to sterilize the entire campus population and also to engage some biology graduate student in the process. And he's willing to do it free of charge. So, I mean, you can't beat that. And there's international support for his including from veterinary colleges for his proposal. So, you know, we just don't understand why UVic is choosing to kill these gentle creatures in such cruel ways when there are, you know, these ethical, humane choices that are free of charge. And, you know, the community is in favor of them. And we have, you know, there's some administration that just basically has to give their permission, step out of the way, and let us do the work because we are ready and willing.
Now, though, you are proposing a safe place, a rabbit haven for rabbits that maybe get captured at UVic if they can't get adopted, and you're not proposing a rat haven. Are you guilty, Rosalyn, of species discrimination?
Speciesism, well, actually, I happen to be a vegan myself, but I actually rescued a rat last year who was suffering from bromodiline.
But you're not proposing that UVic rescue all the rats and mice that it captures.
Well, actually, the rats and mice are doing quite nicely on their own, but...
But they probably poison them.
They're poisoning them, actually. I'm glad you raised that issue. They're using a very toxic poison called bromodiolone, which is an anticoagulant poison, which is 10 times stronger than warfarin. And it's being used in violation of Health Canada regulations and federal and provincial laws, and it's poisoning not only the rats, also baby rabbits and other wildlife.
Well, how come they don't have a rat's home, then? A rat haven. You want a rabbit haven? What about a rat haven, Rosalyn?
We have to ask the rats what their needs are, but we discovered the problem with the rat poisoning while we were working on the rabbit issue, and we are definitely concerned with all of it, which is why the information we sent to the university actually involves all the pest control. control, and it would be humane alternatives. So that means that none of the animals would die this horrible death from bromodiline, because an amount as small as a grain of rice is enough to kill a rabbit or your dog or your cat. So people that are walking through the campus with their dogs, if they get into the bromodiline, I mean, the bromodiline is in place in the wooded areas, which is against federal regulations. It is in place all around campus, and if your pet, like one of the people who spoke this weekend at the protest talked about her cat who ate a rat who'd been poisoned with an anticoagulant poisoning. The cat died a horrible death. The only good thing was she was at least able to take her cat to the vet for an attempted treatment and eventually euthanasia because it was too late. But, I mean, this is a very irresponsible use of her.
Rosalind, I have to let you go on that note. Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's very nice to meet you over the radio.
Yes, you too. Rosalind Castles is an animal activist. She is fighting UVic's effort to rid itself of a 2,000 large feral rabbit population. They've started poisoning them already. Coming up